I don't know how much revelation you need, the governor said. More, Barrett said. I guess you find it easier to believe in ETs than God? Save it for the speeches, governor. He turned to Pauling. What sort of many-headed beast are we cooking up here? At the federal level, we have you, defense, NASA, and now that sanctimonious camp follower Kale. No doubt we'll have a boatload of senators before long. Pauling nodded. Half of Washington will find something in this that's relevant as long as it's hot. I'll try to deflect them so they don't interfere with your science. What science? Rory said. Unless they begin broadcasting again, everything we do is idle speculation. Until they're close enough to observe directly. How long would that be? Pauling asked. Depends on how big they are. Depends on what you mean by observe. We have a probe orbiting Neptune that's the size of a school bus, and we can't see it optically. If that's the size of the thing, we won't see it until it's a day or so away. 3 months' wait, the governor frowned. That's a long time to keep people interested. Rory opened her mouth and shut it. We can work on that, Pauling said. The preparations for various contingencies could be made pretty dramatic. When I was a kid, I remember reading about plans to orbit nuclear weapons, not as bombs, but as insurance against a catastrophic meteor strike, like the one that got the dinosaurs. May have, Dee Dee said. Anyhow, it never got off the ground, combination of money and politics. I wonder if they could do it now. Not in 11 months, Dee Dee said. No matter how much money and politics you throw at it. I wouldn't underestimate the Defense Department, Pauling said. Remember the Manhattan Project? It was the War Department then, Rory said, remembering from her new book, and the threat was more immediate and obvious. I don't know about this Manhattan thing, the governor said. We don't need to drag New York into this, do we? Barrett broke the silence. That was the code name for the team that developed the atom bomb, governor. Oh, yes, of course. World War II. I don't think it's conceptually difficult, Whittier said, putting missiles with large warheads into orbit. I'm no engineer, but it seems to me you could cobble it together with existing stuff. Peace reserve weapons, mated piecemeal with the super shuttle. The problems would be logistics and politics rather than engineering. International politics more than national, Barrett said. A lot of countries wouldn't care to see American H-bombs in orbit, no matter which way they were pointed. And there's a law against it, Pauling admitted. Weapons of mass destruction have been proscribed in orbit for almost 100 years. Has anybody told the Pakistanis about this? Rory said. Pauling shrugged. Outlaws don't obey laws. We have to step lightly, of course, especially given the European situation. There's no reason all the bombs should be American, and of course their launching wouldn't be under the control of any one nation. Dr. Pauling, Rory said, don't let yourself be too impressed by a few hundred megatons in orbit. We're still the ants in this picture. We must remind ourselves of this constantly, the governor said, and not fall prey to the sin of pride. How very true, said Pauling in a weary, neutral tone. Hubris, get you every time. He stood up. I think we have a sense of how everyone feels. We need more data. We need time for the data we do have to sink in. Shall we meet again 2 days from now? Same time? Rory was the only one who didn't nod or mumble yes. This was going to be nothing but an impediment. Suddenly, the three academics were sitting alone at their too large table in room 301. Barrett turned to Whittier. So, do you think we've lost Bacharach for good? Pretty sure, Dee Dee said. He doesn't have any real stake in staying. He could lose his position. Al wouldn't lift a finger to retain his deanship, Rory said. You know that. He'd gladly trade the extra pay and perks if he could do science full-time again. I've always wondered how sincere he was about that. Perhaps we'll find out. Rory got up. I'll have some tentative scheduling for the both of you tomorrow morning. Have to go confer with my second-in-command over a beer. Thanks for your patience, Rory, Dee Dee said. Difficult man to work with. Or against. Rory gave them a parting smile and closed the door quietly.